or excuse me, for the NFL, actually. Yeah. She worked in New York at the NFL and did a lot of deep thinking stuff, helping the NFL like strategize moving forward, and now has turned that into work with the NFL Network, among other things. I wonder, with the quarterback talk that we had with her, do you think there ever comes a time in the NFL or more than one or two teams and that will play a young quarterback or a cheap veteran quarterback and just continue to do that and not have the everlasting search for a franchise quarterback that you're going to pay $50 or $60 million a year to?
Okay. So you know how we've been talking almost all day today about the way coaches have rethought, or maybe even front offices have rethought kicking? Like Phil Dawson brought it up with us when we were talking to him this morning. We were talking to him this morning that teams are using, better, better recruiting, better analysis at looking at college kickers coming out and finding guys that seem like they'll fit, and that the coaches in turn are turning around and trusting these guys to kick 50-plus yard field goals. So part of it's that. You've got to have a coach that's going to trust that situation. So we've watched the evolution of kicking, and we're watching it right before our eyes, right? So why wouldn't that be the same for the quarterback? You have to – this is the hard part. I think mentally you would have to de-emphasize the quarterback and say to yourself, I just need a quarterback that's efficient. I don't need a –
Well, I wonder about that.
So that's where you are. But, yes, because look at what Pittsburgh's doing right now, right? They're not getting great offensive play through the first 2 weeks of the season.
No, okay? and they're,
but they're a top five defense in the NFL.
And they picked up two quarterbacks who they don't have to pay very much to, who one was terrific for a very long time, and they're not paying him squat, Russell Wilson, and the other washed out of Chicago because Chicago ends up with the number one pick.
Right.
I mean, I think those are two really good strategic quarterback moves on the part of the Steelers.
You may think that, but the question is will teams think that, and will they buy into that? Because I can't tell you how many times in 13 years that we have heard people say, if you don't have a quarterback, you don't have it. If you have the man, you better pay the man and get her done. But where are all the highest paid quarterbacks now? Where are their teams? I mean, again, it's 2 weeks, so it's a little bit of overreaction theater. But where are they now?
Well, let's discuss that real quick.
Okay.
Josh Allen makes a boatload. They're in first place. And okay, everybody else in their division is 1-1.
Through eight quarters, he has been worth every
penny. Yeah, I know. That's the cheapest quarterback situation in our division is in first place through two games. But everybody else, it's only two games. But Lamar and Joe Burrow make a ton of money, and their teams are 0-2 for now. C.J. Stroud, young guy. That's working. Everybody else in his division, 0-2, including the very high-priced Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
And with Will Levis and Anthony Richardson, they're on rookie deals, so that's no big deal. Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes make a ton of money. They're both 2-0 in the AFC West.
Okay.
And the two teams that don't have highly paid quarterbacks aren't there with them. So, and it's only two. Let's revisit this. Like at about week 9, week 10, because I think we'll have a much bigger sample size and maybe it'll pan out. But I just, you see some of these teams that, like Minnesota, they've got a pretty good all-around team. They drop Sam Darnold in a quarterback, and Sam throws some nice passes, doesn't have to do too much. They're 2-0 early. Derek Carr, making a lot of money, though.
Right.
But, they get him from the Raiders. They're 2-0.
Baker's
making pretty good money. But the Bucs got him off the scrap heap, drop him into a very good team. They're 2-0.
I think, though, that the elite quarterback stands out during the playoffs. That's the bigger difference. That those guys that are making the big bucks.
I can't disagree with you.
That it's like you could have – I think Joe Flacco is like the perfect example of this, right? Flacco comes in last year. You just drop him onto the team,
and all of a sudden you have
300-yard game after 300-yard game.
Interceptions didn't kill him because everything else was working so well.
Right, and then when it came time to have the extra game, it just didn't work that game.
Yeah.
And I think we all were waiting for it, and it didn't happen during the regular. We're all like, oh, he's going to throw three picks, and they're going to end up losing the game. During the regular season, it didn't happen. Then all of a sudden we hit the playoffs. And so I think you can maintain and have a good season – with a regular quarterback, a guy that can just keep it going. But once you when you hit the playoffs, man, there's a reason why those guys are getting the big money, and they are big money quarterbacks during the playoffs.
Can't argue with that at all. There are so many young quarterbacks that are coming into the league now, getting playing time and getting an opportunity, that I just wonder if we ever get to that point that I mentioned to Cynthia. Okay, here's your, you know, you got your 5 years, and then your 5 years is up, and you got to sign your next deal. If you're a first round pick, if you're not a first round pick, you know, it's not even five. And but then the team decides we're just going to go find another one. Like I'm, you know, to me the litmus test is going to be Brock Purdy. If you're the Niners, are you going to pay that guy? And I would think you're going to pay him, but are you going to pay him 50? You're going to pay him $50 million a year? I don't know the answer to that.
Someone's going to win with an underpaid quarterback, and then all of a sudden the league's going to copy it.
They're going to go, but that's the Niners. That's the Niners right now, isn't it?
No, you're right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah. How long before everybody copies that model?
I don't know.
One Super Bowl trophy?
The problem is he's better than, you know, the average guy you get in the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round.
Part of this feels like there's a baseball conversation that goes along with this too about
he's a free agent after next year.
Building champions and trying to how do you do that in the NFL? Kansas City continues to do it. So until they don't,
you have a really good quarterback and you don't have much around them, they're not going to win. If you have a really good team and competent quarterback play, I think you can win.
I think
but it comes down to what you said, Andy. You get to the playoffs, you might need that guy, because those teams all have that combination: really good team and usually really good quarterback.
What at the end? Yeah. I totally agree with you. I think that we overvalue sometimes the way we look at things. Like we always say, it's on the quarterback, it's on the quarterback, it's on the quarterback. And don't factor in the defense into that, right? Like that probably happens more often than most. The other thing you have to take into consideration is the talent that you're playing against that year. Because if your schedule's soft and suddenly you get there to the end of the season and you were able to do it with, you know, mid-range quarterback play and outstanding defensive play, and maybe you have a run for a year and you're able to get through the playoffs. But I just there are times when I think that we just don't kind of step back and look at the whole thing and say, all right, well, we got to get this quarterback and we're going to pay this much money and who cares? You know, it doesn't matter because you got to have the quarterback. But if you don't have the O-line for the said quarterback, or you don't have the receivers for said, I mean, there's just too many bits and pieces. And I to be honest, sometimes I think just being a champion's a little bit of luck, because you never know when you're going to get a flag, or you never know when the backup quarterback is going to get a first down and your team's not going to the AFC Championship. It's a little bit of luck here and a little bit of luck there. And I don't know that you can factor in luck.
It's interesting. You see teams spend huge dollars on quarterbacks, ours, mm-hmm. among them. And if that guy doesn't, you know, if they end up 9-8, what are you spending all that money on?
Well, it's the great question is, how are you? I know everybody is going, well, you know, we're building these teams to win Super Bowls. It's like, yeah, okay. Let's look at some Super Bowl champions then. So the last 2 years you've had Mahomes, right? Mahomes has been all world. Nobody's questioning that.
Yep, you can't.
All right. They went up against a Niners team that built their team around, okay, let's give all the ancillary pieces. Let's get the wide receivers. Let's build the offensive line. Let's build up the defense. And we'll drop a quarterback in who we think can be serviceable. Get the job done, right?
Right.
The year before that, Philadelphia Eagles, a similar idea. It was before they paid Jalen Hurts. Built the ancillary pieces all around it, made all sorts of different moves, built up that defense as well. Right, makes kind of sense there. Cincinnati Bengals, great defense.
Good quarterback.
Had a young quarterback that went with that one, kind of built the ancillary pieces around it. The interesting one is the Los Angeles Rams, when they won the Super Bowl, which was 2022.
Right.
Had Jared Goff, made the Super Bowl before then, right?
Right, took quarterback, change of scenery.
Decided.
Change of everything.
Decided, hey, we've maxed out with Jared Goff. We cannot take this thing any further with Jared Goff at the helm. We need somebody who gives us more than Goff. Decided to make that trade, to make the move, to go get Matthew Stafford, to bring him in. But on top of that, had all-world defense to go with that.
Yeah.
Everybody forgets that Rams defense was
That was the key unreal. To them winning, I think.
Yeah, he's arguing my point. Yep,
keep going. Yeah. That defense that came with it, right?
Mm-hmm. I always liked Stafford a ton, though.
Of course.
And I I always thought he was such an underappreciated quarterback in Detroit because he was on some god-awful teams.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers were the team before that one.
Just it is interesting that trade, both teams ended up becoming winners out of it, right? A little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the interesting part of the Buccaneers.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What do you remember of that Buccaneers team?
Tom Brady.
And that offense with Mike Evans, Godwin.
And Chris Godwin. Miller. Yeah, they had a terrific offense all the way around.
Offensive line that came with that.
Gronk.
Bruce Arians.
Yeah, Bruce Arians, yes. Regret I have for our franchise not going after Bruce Arians when he wanted to coach here.
Go back and look at that defense at some point. Just one of these times when you're sitting at work, you got nothing better to do, you could either work or you could go look at old football rosters. Go look at the defense of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You'll be blown away. That is one of the best playoff defenses we have ever seen. And so I think what Andy is laying out might be the key.
I think Baker's benefiting from being in a great situation right now. I mean, he's been terrific through two games and last year, but I think he's the proof of this. Because he did a nice job here when he was surrounded by talent. You know, the Browns may have decided, and you know, you have your own opinion on this, that he wasn't the guy to take them to a Super Bowl, but they had enough talent around him here at times that they were pretty good. And I think that's the case in Tampa right now. And I think a pretty good quarterback surrounded by a lot of talent can do some pretty good things.
I think the moral of the story is there's a lot of way to do this, but you need a big boy at quarterback who can make tough decisions after a team's been scouting you for 2 weeks, and you need an all-world defense.
It's Baskin and Phillips here on The Fan.